Sichlam, Hashem's Bereshit.
Good morning. Before we begin, could I just to mention that today is the yard site, is Alkaz Yilul of the Bar Dichver, with the great Sanhedrin of Chal Yisrael. Chal, he took very, very ill. By Yom Kippur, they thought it's finished. And he asked the Ebers, he had always a shtukus with mitzvah, he should live till Sukkot, and Chofei Tishrei Lavet. Is the Rachman Shifkin Rebbe in Borah Parat Lagunzai, and he said, I'm married to give voice, and it was the Eden Besmedish and Rachman Shifkin Yishlaim. And he always used to say that Bereshis, he always reads, it's always called Bar's Bereshis. Bereshis is Notrikon, Barditcheva Rav, Oimer, Shvachon, Shvach Yisrael Tomit. The MS is about Tam Posach with Bereshis. A Yid, you have to be a Barditcheva, everyone can be a Yid, a Yid, Nachti, Am Tevim, Nach, Nahavoyde from Elul, and Slichas, every it feels there have been on such a Shabbos Bereshis. And the Tzadikim Bechal said that Shabbos Bereshis is a shtickle from Yontif. It's still Yontif, not Yontif. And I thought to myself, there's a common denominator that runs through the Avodah from Elul and Rosh Hashanah, and all the Yom Tovim, which you see again in Shabbos Parshas Bereshis, which I'll try to explain. It seems to me, I mean, it's Miusin on Svarim HaKadoshim, that everything we do during this period of Tishrei, from the run-up to Elul, it comes, basically, of Yiddishkeit, really, is a tikkun for the Chet Eitz Hadas, from the Marishim. I'll give you just a few dugmois, although. Number one, everyone knows that in Svarim HaKadoshim, how many days are there from Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Elul till Erev Yom HaKadosh? 39. Why 39? Because a person wants to come into Yom Kippur Kotor, and Chazal say Arboim Yarkenu, and also Rabbonon Gavarab and Bosul Chodo. You have 39 Malkus. And the Gemara says in Malkus, the Malkus of Chof Kimmel, right? That Kivan Shnikla Chichel Einecho, Kivan Shnikla Harika Chichel. You wipe away the whole sin. And the Gemara says in Brochus Dav Zayin, that Toiva Mardus Achas Belibe Shul Odom, more than Malkus. So the Yisairus of Tkiya Shaifer, v'chulu v'chulu, that's what does it. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, the Zayin, it's a mini Yisrael, many kilos of Saliyay, that Erev Yom HaKodesh, people give Malkus. And the person who receives it says Vidui, and the person who gives the Malkus says V'hurach. It's 13 words, times 3 is 39. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, if you give him the 40th patch, that's where he goes, Makarabo. Makarab, Hurachum is Gimachia Makarab. In other words, there's a level in a Yid, I've said this many, many times, where whatever he did, you can't be Poygimin. A level where Am Yechulum Tzadikim. And that level is Nesgala on Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur is Gimachia Roitzani, you could force a person to give Malkus till he says Roitzani, right? And therefore, the Mashgiach says that the Lev, Lamed Beis, Bemilui, right, is gematria of Am Yechulun Tzadikim. Lamid Mem Dalid Beis Yutov is gematria of Am Yechulun Tzadikim. And the pasuk says, V'hoya in Bina Koysa Rosho, which is gematria Nefesh Ruch Neshama Chai Yechido, that Yom Kippur is the scala, all the five tefillos, get all the five parts of the Neshama that are revealed. You know, the greatness of Chazal, where they're called Gavarabo, because they're able to peer into the inner essence in the Neshama of Yid and reach that level that he remains pure. Interessant. What is the last letter of the Torah? We read on Lamed, of Yisroel. First letter is Bereishis. So again, you have this lev, which in this Galus, Shabbos Bereishis, where every Yid remains Kodesh B'Tov. Just parenthetically, how many times does the word lev appear in Chumash?
32.
Very good. You know that?
No, it's good.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. Nervos. We say in the, when the Gabbai calls up the Chosin Bereishis, Alkei Maskifin Haschol L'Ashlemosa B'Tadira, Allah Shal Yerak Nisragel Ba'amzul L'Shakra. I say every year. Because it's 32 times the word lev appeared, the lev of Yiddish hearts. Problem is in Parshas Vayetze is one of the 32 times. Pasuk says Vayignev Yankev as lev lov on Arami. Like a krumer kapa a lev and sheker. So in order you're missing one time. So therefore we're masked at the end of the Torah, the Lamed with the Beis, and you have 32 holy times. Alef and Alovan you don't want. Anyway, what's Peshat in this? The Hektim. The 39 Malkus is a level you can't be poigim. Kinegetze, Chazal say, Darizal brings but the Blazer and Zayr Chodesh. When Adam Rishon sinned, this week's parasha, Adam Rishon got 10 klolos, Chava got 10 klolos, the Nachash got 10 klolos, and the Adama got 9 klolos. 39. Right? Kineged the 39 klolos, one of the klolos is Bezeya Sapecha Teichal Lechem, you got to work for a living. Therefore, there are 39 melachos on Shabbos. Right? Because in the weekdays, you may call, there's 39 activities which Bezeya Sapecha Teichal Lechem. Masha'en came before the downfall of Adam Rishon. You're in Gan Eden and the Malachim are Tzoyloi, whatever. And the Gemara says in Ksuvas, yeah, Lost is Lovey. I see there, Tzisrael, Hoitzi, Luskoi, Fachulu, Fachulu, right? There's no need for Malachim. But because of the Chet of Adam Rishon, we have to work. And therefore, Chazal, when we speak about the Ovis Malachis, the Shalom already asked the question, why did they say Arboim Chasarachas? We said 39, yeah. Right? Because the Tana was using the lashon of the pasuk Arboim Yakeno, Obris Nish 40, Arboim Chasarachas. But he wanted to tell you there's one level that you're not poigim. Now I've said many, many times, everybody says it, whatever. That when all the Malishan sinned, remember he was poigim in the three alfin. I'm only saying this because it's relevant to all the in the end, right? There's Hashem's name as Melech is Adnai Aleph Dal. Yeah, there's Odom. And there's Emes. And all three words start with an Aleph. And when man sins, you put him in the three Aleph. What are you left with? Din, Mace, and Dam. Right? And Keneged Zeh, we have the three Ovis who came into the world in Masak in the Chet of Adam Rishon. Avram Avinu was Moshe Nafshi in the Kifrin Reish. And he was right? So Avram brought the Aleph back into the Apes. This Galus of Malchus Shemayim and Velt. Yitzchak, who was pushed to Savori by the Akedah, this Dam, this Moshe Nefesh, and he brought the Aleph into the equation. You have Odom. Yankovinu loy mess, as the Gemara says in Soita, right? And he's Midas or Emes, he brought the Aleph into mess. Right? Which at the time, that's Kineger, Avaydazor, Gilorayas, and Vichosdom. You're not going to be a genius to work out. And therefore, by the Luchas, before the Chet HaWegel, when we went back to the Madrega and Yamartil, the Kimatil, the Elion Kulchem, the Madrega of Adam Rishon prior to the downfall, so it says, Val Luchas, Maisa Elikim Hema. Maisa Elikim Hema is Gimatria, Adnai, Emes, Odo. Can you do it? And therefore, when they sinned, and Chazaz Ramosam, one of the dikunim of the Chet HaWegel was what? The Machzis HaShekel. Machzis is Gimatria, exactly, Din, Meis, Dam. Okay. What are these three alfin that we're missing? So, Rabbinicus Friedman, somebody, these are the three avas that a person has to have. A person has to have avas Hashem, a person has to have avas HaTorah, and a person has to have avas Yisrael, the Dukhutam Mishulish, the Yisrael of Yiddishkeit. And he brings him the Olei Shem, Shem Zolish, so a bit tzadikim, speak Makubal, is it the Trevor Einigel? He brings that you see this in the Siyam HaTorah and the Ascholos HaTorah. obviously Torah is connected to Avas HaTorah. You're not going to be, you know, that's what it is. What is the last word of the Torah? Le'enei kol Yisrael. What's the beginning of Torah? Bereishis bara Elohim. That's the chibur of these three Avas of Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Yisrael. We say Shabbat Mincha Ato Echod, because the Eberster is 13, which is Gizum Yitzarachmin. Ato Echod V'Shimcha, which refers to Torah, which is Shem Yitzchokosh Baruch Hu, is also Nidrash B'Yud Gimel Midis 13. Umika Amachok Yisrael Koy Echod Ba'Oretz. There's Yankuv Ubon of Yenuchabay, which again 12 plus 1 for any mathematician is 13. How much is 13 times 3?
39.
Is weiter these 39 degree Poygim, right? Yeah, and therefore you understand why on Shabbos with Lamites Malkus, on Shabbos Lamites Blachos, but Lamites get 39 Malkus. On Shabbos the din is you can't give Malkus, because Shabbos I've said a countless times. The Yisrael will bring B'shem Ba'Tera Tzvi. Shabbos Gimatria Ava B'chol Lev, Ava B'chol Nefesh, Ava B'chol Ma'od, and the Gimel Avas of Avas Hashem, Avas Atoyer, and Avas Yisrael is restored, and once again this Oyer. Therefore Shabbos is no din of Malkus. And that is the whole din of the whole avid of Chodesh Tishrei is im yadimu katoy im yuchat echem kashonim kashelig. How much about your shelig? Huh? 333. What is 333? You don't got to be a genius.
7 times 39.
Don't give up the day job. On a much simpler level, 333 is 3 times 111. Which is Aleph.
Yeah,
Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Aleph Lamed Pei. Times 3 is Shelag Albino. Now I understand this Derech Agav. Chazal say there's a Medrash, Medrash Pliya. Loichoto Odom Asheheru Lechava Damnido. Odom didn't sin until Chava showed up. Where did that? I said this many times. Hello! Hello, Earth. Hello! What's that? Loichoto Odom Asheheru Damnido. Says the Yitav Lev in Rav Tev, right? That the whole Indian of Adam Nida came through the closest part of the part of the sin. Right? Because a person has the Aleph, he's Dovik and Aluf and Shulhoilom. So instead of Dam, you have Adam. But you sin. Chet Chotto Yushalayim Al Kaila Nida Yoso. You take the Aleph out of the equation, seducing him to sin. So you're left with Dam. Right? Therefore, Chazal is interesting that Chumah says the Aboyim Shona Bamidbor, women never became Nids because of Eimas Hashchina, right? This is bad. A person, Rachmanu L'Shan, forgot the Kriyas Shema Bizman. So what should he do? He still should mekabel Malch Shemaim. Hakoyim Mikan Va'elech Lehisid Ke Oldom Hakoyim Bateru. You still have to become an Oldom to bring the Aleph on the. You have to say Shema Yisrael. Tell the Rav Toi, the left height is perfect. Loisam made al dam reyecho on here, right? Don't be chaverzuch with a person with chinas dam, but bring the abers of the aleph into the equation of an amench odom. That's where you find the post success. Atem, the Gemara says in Yivam Mishnah Samach Aleph, Atem kriyim odom, vein umas oilom kriyim odom. In Sandi, Yalkut Reveni brings b'shem the Mekubolim, that a person who doesn't keep Shabbos is not called odom. He can be called ish, he can be called enish, but gever, odom ish. Because you only attach yourself to the Aleph through Shmir Shabbos, which is the Yichud, in the Kabbal, the Malchus, the Hashem Yisbar. Now you understand that after the central seminal Avodiyam Neroim is Makabal Binyan HaMalchus, Talmichuni Aleichem Rosh Hashanah, right? Etc. As we'll discuss, one Tishrei is one big Hemshich. Now you're able to come Shabbos Bereishis, and you're tattooed. Let me just tell you a vort. The Murray Digavort from the Kosher Glover in Eretz Yisrael. Murray Digavort. He says, if you think about it for a minute, we call it in colloquially, the Chazal, the Shabbos after Shmini Atzeres. So because there we call it Shabbos Bereishis. Next week we don't call it Shabbos Noyach. Shabbos Bereishis is a term in Chazal. Why do we call it Shabbos? Not only why do we call it Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos and Bereishis the Chastira. Said the Kosher. Why? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, we discussed this over Tishrei, the first of the Asorah Mamores is what? According to the Gemara at least. Bereishis is Nami Maimer. Bereishis is a Maimer. Right? Yeah? Can I ask you a simple klutz, Kasha? Don't give me the answer you're thinking of. we speak about the Asara Mamoris, right? When we deal with Ten Commandments, we don't call them Asara Mamoris also, we call them Asara Dibris. Why are the statements, the utterances of creation called Mamoris, and the Ten Commandments are called Dibris? Why the different expression? My dears, that's exactly what I was saying, don't say. Hagufa kasha, why? You know, 5 years old I am, you know? I learned Chumash when I was in Chayyid, when I was in Short Shabbos. Yeah, I understand that. But why Hagufa kasha? Says the Avni Nezer, the Kashi's lover brings the Avni Nezer, the Talmudic of Avni Nezer. Says a Muir de Gavort. Put it in Lashon HaKodesh. You could say, Al Derech Dugma, that Reuven Diber Im Shimon. Right? If you say Amira, you can't say Reuven Omar Im Shimon.
Lishim.
You can say Lishim. So Amira, you could speak to someone, but you can't schmooze Amira. You could Dibur is, what does Dibur really mean? To attach. Reuva mitaberet. Anyone on Ksuvus? Yeah, hello? Misachedis, right? Dibur is an attachment. Amira is faketz. Amira, you say you're. It's like people tell you, they don't know how to, they go with the thumbs, the machine click with the thumbs. They don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know how to make a sentence. They don't know how to have a conversation. So people don't have conversations. They have what's called, in English, intersecting monologues. I'm finishing, waiting for you to finish your shtickle so I can hack you my thing. I'm not hearing a word you're telling me. People don't talk. They don't know how, dialogue doesn't exist. Right? Amir is when you say, be my little mat, right? Dibur is when you have a conversation, exchange of ideas. Asher Alkein, when it comes to the Eibishter creating, as the Bria is continuing, it's more and more misrache from the Sheirish. There's Evin Shesia, and then the world is mispash. The further you go, the more symptom there is of the Eibishter, the more the Eibishter is out of the equation, so to speak. You don't see him, you know. The more the Bria is mispashed. Until the point the Eibishter said, die! You know, he's too far from the Mocha. So when it comes to Bereshit, there's Amilosh and Amira, because Matzor Mamoris, because from the Abish's beginning of creation, it's like more and more mispashit and more obscure and an eclipsing of Getlachit. When it comes to Matan Torah, it's just the opposite. You're taking Shemayim Va'oretz and Vayered Hashem al Harsinai, and there's a Gilish in Ator Isladas. You're Mechaber Shemayim Va'oretz. Hello? So you think about it. The Bria is what? A downwards effect. Shabbos means what? To restore, to go back to. Says the Kosh Levarov in Eretz Yisrael. So what is Shabbos Bereishis? When the Bria that's mispashit by Leches, further and further away from the Nekud of Kedusha, from Yerushalayim, is brought back to its Sherish and Mokar. That's what it's all about. In Tassant, the Mashgiach points out, if you take the last three words of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, plus Bereishis Baruch Likim, 1,163, which is Gimashi Yem Yieni Dachacha B'Tzeya Shemayim Misham Yikabetzcha Shem Nikecha Misham Yikachecha. Taking all the Netzutas and all the Kedusha, which is Mufuzer Mufayrit Benoamim, and bringing us out of this Golos, both internally and collectively. That's what Tishrei is about, and that's what Bereishis is about. Now, where do I see, just for kids before I begin to share, where do you see that the Yom Tovim of Tishrei are connected to Bereishis? Number one. Okay. Why is Rosh Hashanah on Echad B'Tishrei? Can anyone know? Hello, Earth? You're not going to be a genius. A school child, 4 years old. No, the Ran says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Because the Adam Rishon was created, Bereishis, Echad B'Tishrei, right? Adam Rishon was created, Echad B'Tishrei. And from there, right, from there he went, the Gemara, the Medrash, whatever, depending on which gears you go, hour by hour there is a, what happened, and eventually, Sorach, he was commanded, you call Eitzagan Achel Techel, and Sorach, and he was Nidoin, V'yotza, whatever, Dimus, and at the 12th hour he was expelled, but he was thrown out, he was expelled from Gan Eden, by a Gorish. Yeah? Hello? So ever since Adam HaRishon sinned on Rosh Hashanah, and he was judged, right? So therefore, Yarshana became, for all of time, the day of judgment. Okay? By the way, where do you see it in Minhag Yisrael? The Minhag by Yidden, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, the people eat simonim the night of Rosh Hashanah, Leil Echad Rosh Hashanah, right? What is the mice of eating? It's a funny, it seems like a nachash, it's tumult. You eat it, you look at it, what do you eat? So the simple, it says already in the Tur Barekes, you know, like in Kalmoyinim, because the whole churban of the veil came through the eating. So we want to show that we can have an eating which is be a zecher for avodas Hashem, etc., etc. Grada, the kubom, the Karen Yeshua brings the concept of, you see pictures in the Hamadiyah sometimes. The guy went to some Kabbalist with a green turban, whatever, and they made a pity nefesh for a person's choyla. You see it in the pictures, whatever. So this Kabbalist, the Sephardi guy with the green turban, takes 160 coins. Why 160? Hello? Gematria pidyon, if you spell it in a funny way, right? But Gematria eights, right? Eight is Gematria 160. Which also Gematria multiple of Hashem. Yud ke vav ke, Shem Havaya. Yud times K and K times Yud is 100. And Vav times K and K times Vav is 60. 50, 50, 30, and 30. You don't got to be a genius to work it out, right? It's 160, right? Said the King Yeshua, what is the Gematria of Simon? Also 160, right? That's why you have this pidyon through whatever. Yeah, hello? You don't got to be a genius. These are called Simonim, right? Which also Gematria eights. And I'm putting two together. It's a tikkun for the chet of the eight sadas. Therefore, the Minhag Yisrael, almost every place, is Barashan, you eat a tapuach. Why do you eat a tapuach? Hundreds of reasons. How do they connect to Adam Rishon? What do we know about tapuach and Adam Rishon? First of all, you know, a chazal, I'm thinking a different form. Some say, the Gemara says that the akeva is Adam Rishon, the tapuach akeva is Adam Rishon, was blind, was mechag al gulcham, was incredibly luminous and radiant, number one. Number two, what else happened? What did Adam HaRishon eat? L'chazman. You ever ask yourself, the Goyim, the Christians, L'chazman, right? They always get an apple. One thing is not an apple. But they're not total idiots. They're not morons. Where did they get an apple from? I'm not a pear. Because there's a day in Chazal that he ate an Esrog. That's what Rishon L'chazman avoins. Aber the Goyim, as a chameratzin, they learned the Gemara. But they never learned Toysus. Toysus, that peches, kitapuch, batzeyar, right? That Nasav Nishma, that refers to the Esrog. Not an apple. But the puach reminds us of the esrog. Could you imagine how expensive a dragon would be if everyone, Rosh Hashanah, would cut up an esrog? Right? Moreover, number three, the Abish is compared to the puach. The puach ba'atzayar, right? Is therefore to show that the Abish is within us, to say, may I? Therefore, all of these reasons, it's also, when is the anniversary of Adam and Chava? What? And the Abish made a chupas chasanim, chupas, scrambled lettuce, you get the word tapuach. For all of these reasons, it reminds us so much, in many different ways, of the tapuach reminds us of Adam HaRishon. Right? Okay. Whatever. Therefore, by the way, Bereishis Boro is B'gimatria Rachmona Omer Tiku. Because in Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. Right? Therefore, Bereishis Boro is B'gimatria Keser Malchus or Mamluk V'Abish Shemchu. That's why there's a mitzvah to eat the simonim Leil Rosh Hashanah. There's also a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if you eat kol oichol roichol v'shoyse b'tishi pshii mal v'kosov, you fasted 9 and 10. How much is 9 plus 10?
19.
19. What's 19 in Judaism? Whose name is Gimashri 19? I got a hint. It's connected to Eichet Etzadas. Chava! Right? She was the one who caused the whole tsar in the first place, right? And that's why, by the way, what is the gematria of tainus? You fast like 2 days fasting, so two, plus tainus, tough, ayin, nun, yud, tough, 930, which is 932, which is the gematria, eight sadas, tayvara. Many, I'm not going to bother you. Wait a second. You see, the eating Erev Yom Kippur is also a kikun of, that's what he's eating, Shemayim, etc., etc., right? How many days are there in the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until Shana Rabbah, the Rizilv? 21, which is Gimatria Ekya, which is the name of Tshuva, etc. All of this is connected, whatever, to what we're talking about. The Rishon Cheshbon Avinus. And when is like the ultimate day of Tishrei? Shmini Atzeres. Which day in the month of Tishrei is it? 22. What is 22 in Yiddishkeit? Gimatria Chita. Right? I don't know. It's Achsameach is 21. Chabez is Chita, which is Chad Mandom, Remeir. Depends we look which Gemara, which Medrash, right? It was Chitaya. So all of Tishrei, starting from Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur and Sukkis, etc., till you come to Shmini Atzeres, the Spitz, whatever, is all of Tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas. By the way, that's where you go into the Sukkah. Hello? Because what was the Gzar Din on Adam Rishon? Golos. And Sukkah, we all know, is Bechina from Golos. Al Derech, which one of the others is the Ikur Tikkun of Adam Rishon? Which one of the others was the Gilgul of Yankov Avinu? Yankov. What does the Gemara say? Shufrei the Yankov Avinu means Shufrei the Adam Rishon. So it says by him, he had to go by Yankov Meshrov and the Charon. He had to go into Golos. Right? That's the Ikur of Yankov. Then we have Schagas Sukkah, this is connected. Yankov, the Avoid of Golos. The Tzvila Tzadik, before I have time to begin the Shia, but just a mnemonic way to remember, you take all the major periods in the month of Tishrei, and you go to the Shoyrish of the word, right? The Sofer Tevis, and you work it out. First of all, Rosh Hashanah. What is the last letter of Rosh?
Shin.
Aseres, you made Tshuva. What is the root word of the word Tshuva? Toshu. What do you got? A base. Kippur, last letter, Sofer Tevis, a Rosh. Yeah, hello? Sukkot, last letter? A tuff, yes. Hoshana, an aleph. Shmini, a yud. What do I got? You guys are sleeping, or like you still haven't recovered from Sukkot Torah. Bereishis is a charaya. What? Who's talking about hay? What are you talking about? If you can't spell, you can't remember. One of the hello. And therefore, Bereishis Boralikim is Gimatria Shmini Atzeres Achagaz. By the way, that's the reason you take the Dalad Minim. I'm not trying to elaborate. Dalad Minim is each one Minim is Bechuvin Keneged. I said this in the past. The Panim Yofa. Look at the Panim Yofa as a Baris Emer a Gevaldigarichs. Okay, and all of these in Yonim is Nifl once again. Shabbos Bereishis, all the Brachas, all the Yeshuas. Therefore, by the way, Simchas. Sisu besimchas Torah, Rosh Davis. Shabbos Bereishis is like the Shabbos, the mocker of all the kedusha and the oyer and the everything, all the Shabbos of the year. Says in Merchayim, because it's a continuation flowing from Simchas Torah. Ki Yadua, the famous story: a guy came to the Tiferes Shleimer, Jadomsker, and he told him, "How does Bereishis begin? With Bereishis is Bora, the beginning of all Yiddishkeit. This is why you have to have Bora." What does Bora mean? Health. Bris. What does Bora also mean? Kinder. A son. Children. Bar. What does Bar also mean? Nashku Bar.
Food.
Food. Mazainis. Parnosa. Right? You want to hear a word? Bora is Gimachi. Bonachai Mazain. Because the source of all brachas is Dafka and the Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos Bereishis is the hemshich to Sukkis, which is called Ziman Simchoseinu, it's for a tight, when it's Mazmin Simcha for the whole year, and this Shabbos also. By the way, you remember the pasuk, the second pasuk in the Torah? V'oretz hoiso? Soyu, v'voyu, v'choyshich, al p'nei tohim. Four expressions, which Chazal say refer to the Arba Malchis and the four Golis, and, right? Yeah? You want to enter Santadach? Toyu, vavoyu, v'choshech, and tohim, is gimatria esr chito te'ena and gefen. It's four shitas, but as everyone, I said this many times, not four machloikas. It's really one, it was one tree with four different tastes. Whatever. Everyone says it wasn't a machloikas. It can't be a machloikas and mitzis. So kumt ui is that the dalad minim is the tikkun for whatever the chet was in. Yes? 1,215. Hello? Shabbos is Gimatria what? You don't get to be 702? Which is Gimatria 27 times Havaya? Yeah? How do you spell this Kevavke be Mili? The smallest possible Mili? 45? How much is 45 times? Oh, rubbish. No, you work it out. 45 times 27.
12, 15.
Which is Gematria? Esra, hello? You with me? Esra, Chita, Teino, and Geffen. Which is Gematria, Toyuvayu, Choshetheim. In other words, this Shabbos is Goyver on the Arba Malchis, it continues from Sukkis, etc., etc. Hello? Fine. After this Hakdom, and now we can begin to share. We have a vort from Pichos Friedman, I'm merging a vort. He asks, why do we call this Shabbos Bereish? What's special about Shabbos? Right? We connect the Bereishis. So the Medrash goes through the hours of Adam Rishon, what happened on the sixth day. On the 12th of his sins, he was nidoin, and the Abish, according to the Medrash, he was kicked out of Gan Eden, the Geirush happened Erev Shabbos. The Medrash says, and I know it's a Machlokes, some people say it's a Shabbos, okay, whatever. That's irrelevant to our discussion. The Medrash says, a Moedet de Gevort, that the Eibishter wanted to kill all the Marishan boy by you. Because the Eibishter told him, the day you eat, you're going to die. You should have died by you. So Shabbos came to the Eibishter with a command. You created 6 days, and nobody was punished. There was no onshin. And after Shabbos, you're going to kill the, snuff out humanity, the world, on Shabbos, Tayyush. Shabbos, the Chaldinim, is Abram, you know. There's no meat that's Adin on Shabbos. So the Eibishter acquiesced, and Adam Rishon was saved from Gehenna. The Adam Rishon would have died then and there. So after he roasted and toast for eternity, because he messed up the whole world. So once the Eibishter was marich, the judgment, he gave 130 years to the Tshuva, and then lived to the ripe old age of 930. Yeah? The Arachayim, and this is Parashas, says, that's good, not this is Parashas in history, that's the reason why the Abishad Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Katshi, that he has to have gratitude, if not for Shabbos, that was Melech Yerushan, Adam Rishon, we wouldn't be here in this world. And therefore, when Adam Rishon saw it, he said, that is the Koyach of Shabbos, and then he composed the capital, Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos. Yeah? Take a look at the show. Hello? Now, can I ask you a simple klotzkasha? If in the Medrash Chazal say that really he should have died by Yoyim, and the Eibishter had Rachmonis. Right? Because the Eibishter had sold him to the Medrash, he didn't pump him off immediately. Right? Why? Because Shabbos was Melech. When did he sin? Let's go again. Let's go review the tape. When did he sin? Erev Shabbos. Hello? So what do you mean Shabbos was the one that was Melech Yerushan? Shabbos is like the scenario for Adam Rishon. He sinned on what? Erev Shabbos. And he's supposed to be punished. Uviyoy mecho'an. Shouldn't bumped off Erev Shabbos. Hello? What happened? I discussed this last year, I think, or 2 years ago. The concept of Tois for Shabbos. By the time it rolled around to give the punishment, to bump him off, but already he was makabel on himself, Tois for Shabbos. You should know the Mekubolim say, I mean, the Birkhus Rebbe doesn't say, I'm just adding, that the Chazal, the Gemara said in Sanhedrin of Kufres, if, the Gemara says, O the Marish Niver Er Shabbos, Kidei She Yikonis Le Mitzvahs Miyad. You just go straight into the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah, says Rashi? Al-Asar? Shabbos. He went into mitzvahs Al-Asar, or he had time to do a Gefer L'Chasin, which destroyed mankind till Asayk others. What do you mean, the Konit V'yad? He was born after Plaga Mincha. And he had the Bechir to take in Shabbos. And if he would have, when Chava Sachta, she squeezed the grapes, and she made for him wine, right? If Adam Arishan would have been a mensch, you know what he would have done? He would have made Kiddush, right? And he would have had wine for Kiddush. And the whole Isser of eating was only Erev Shabbos. And I would, you know, there's not something we could say. All the Mekubolim, Be'echod, you name it, the Megalamukis, all the Shachal HaTorah, the Parashah, the Chasam Sofer, the Yahrzeit is, everybody says the same word. Had the Lashon of Chazal was Ochel Pago. He ate La'osid Lovoi. Is, you'll read the passage a bit different. Mikol eitz hagan achoil techal, ume eitz hadas toiv. Full stop. V'ra lo yisich. There was a mixture, a taruvis of toiv and ra in this, right? If you can eat from any of the trees, and from this tree, if you would have waited for Shabbos, from the toif. Because Shabbos is the beer of Eichel and Psyllus. How do I know? I can't remember who said it, but somebody, a good to eat somewhere, says, Brother Zoyer says, Avol b'Shabbos malko d'sholta be'ilona d'chaye v'lo eitzad ha'tevra. On Shabbos, it's only connected to Eitz HaChayim, and you're not connected to Eitz HaDat. No mixture of good and bad. Says the Ozhar Rebbe in Ber Moshe, Me Eitz HaDat, Toivis, Gimachi, 702, Gimachi, Shabbos. If you would have eaten, if you would have waited till Shabbos, you could have eaten from the Eitz HaDat, Toiv.
According to the Gemara, he was created long before Chag HaMincha. This is how to create it, how heaven
comes. Yeah. You're sure? Look it up again. I'm telling you what the Shaykh of Zichr says. We can work out the hours. Look at the Gemara Sanhedrin. I'm trusting you. I'm not sure. You're sure. Okay. Anyway, so what's Pshat? How was the Melitzas Yoishan or the Marishan? Because the Ithaka said to the Abishter, Biyayma Cholchemenu. But I'm not going to reckon in your day a 24-hour on the clock. I'm going to reckon at what? Kielashon v'nech yimech. Shaila is weird in the world that it gets this idea that suddenly vis-a-vis Adam Rishon, we're not going to reckon a day to be 24 hours, we're going to 1,000 years. Where did this come from? So the Ben Ish Chai says, there's a general principle in Sforim HaKadoshim, that 1 hour of learning Torah on Shabbos is worth 1,000 hours during the week. Right? Because it's a concentrated Kiddushah. So because people ask it, go to another step deeper. Everyone knows that Moshe, when Eden was standing by Har Sinai, and Poskozu and Mosom, they were given Gevah 1,000 oiris, 1,000, whatever it means, no idea what it means, 1,000 types of lights. When they sinned in the Chet HaEgel, which is a repetition of the Chet HaSadas, so it says, "Vayisnatzlu Yisrael as Ed Yom Hasher." What? Vayisnatzlu. They lost the crowns. The only one who really didn't deserve, who didn't sin, was Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, Moshe had no shaychus to the Chet Etzadas either. Whatever. So what did the Abishter do? The weekday, the Abishter gave the crowns of Klal Yisrael, gave it to Moshe. On Shabbos, the Abishter gave back Moshe's own crowns. So Yismach Moshe, Mandas Chelkoi, and therefore he gave back the crowns to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, 1,000 times you get back on, he gets back on Shabbos. By the way, Derech Agav, who was the Gilgul, I've said many, many times, of Adam Rishon, the Iker Gilgul? Who? David Amel. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years, and the Abishter Serim, Zeh Sefer, told us Adam, Dar Vedarshav, right? And he came to David Amel, he was supposed to be born for 3 hours and be a Nephil, because Malchus left Ebbe Meklum. Adam Rishon really felt bad. So he said, is there a matona in heaven? Do they give gifts to them? Yeah, heaven we give gifts. Give them 70 years of my years. That's by the way, Pshat and Pulsic, Mizmer Shiliyim HaShabos, Toiv Lohides Lashem, right? That's what Adam Rishon said. Because the Abishter could have given one day and finished. That was said by David. Who is the Polecha? Who's Masi Yodecha? The only human being who's literally Masi Yodecha Lashbaro, Adam Rishon. The fact that Adam Rishon gave him 70 years, that was what kept him going. Anyway, to cut a long story short, so Shabbos is got 1,000 times, which fits in perfectly to what I said at the beginning, that the three alfin that were missing, and you restore the three alfin, the aleph into Odob, the aleph into Emes, the aleph into Adonai. What does the word aleph mean literally? 1,000. So I'm adding this. So once Adam Arishin, Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, came to Mesakin the Chet Eitz Hadas, right, and brought 1,000 times, therefore, meet the Kineged Midah, we judge Adam Arishin, not B'yayim HaCholchem in our 24-hour period, but in 1,000 years. And that gave a ticket. That through that, the whole world is able to, that's the Indian of Tois Fesha. If you would have eaten, whatever, you would also have been all right. Right? But he didn't, But at least when the Abish was about to kill him, right, it was already Shabbos. By then he was already Chaptos and Seichel, and it was Kabbal Toys of Shabbos. And therefore, you see, by the way, the Chavivus of Toys of Shabbos, I once said, we say in the Zmirs, Dorshe Hashem, no, Zerah Mahavoi, Hamachem Los Min Shabbos. What's the Gimashi of Dorshe Hashem? Hello? 546. Yeah? Which is Gimatria? By the Rosh Tevis, all those spheres. Kachab, Chagas, Nehim, Kesach, Chochma, Bina, Kesach, Gevur, Tveret, Netachoyitz, and Malchus, by the way. Which is Gimatria? Shomer, guard the Shabbos. Don't wait till the last minute, right? Which is Gimatria? Why do you guard the Shabbos? You take the Shabbos early or late? Because Shabbos is Mosuk. Mosuk is Gimatria. What do we say in Pasuk? Tiskadol v'sis Kadesh. What are the middle letters of Yerushalayim? Reish, Vav, Shin, Lamed, Yud. Also Gimatria Mosuk. How many Taimim are there in the Mon? Which Bachol Shabbos begin as Mon? 546 Taimim, etc., etc., etc. A person who Yiddishkeit is a Geshmak. It's not just a burden. He takes in Shabbos early, he takes out Shabbos late. I always tell my Balabatim, no one listens, but whatever, in my shul, people are Shalashudas, and if the rabbi there, said, rabbi in their shul, they can't keep him quiet. They just talk, talk, talk. You know, and the Balabatim are plotting the time to bench it. It's like you're 30 seconds late for Burakum, for Mayriv. The Balabatim are crazy. And I tell him, in Sforim HaKadoshim, say, if Balabatim would know, the Shefa Brocha, the Atlocha, they have a Parnotsim Gizun, cold, by taking out Shabbos later, they would be begging, please speak another half hour. All week, mutchins about the for Toys for Shabbos, it says Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal. I would say this. So the word is once Adam Arishin was mechaper by showing a chashivu, a chavivus of Shabbos, right? That's why Shabbos Bereishis, everything goes according. The middle of the Rebbe used to vinch on that Shabbos Bereishis middle on. We should hear, we should be able to anerken the kedusha of Shabbos Bereishis, the whole Yekad, the mocker of all the eris, all the brachos, the gashmis, and all the yom tovim. All the simchas that you will have in the coming year. You want your daughter to get married, your aunt is having a bar mitzvah. The oyer of all simchas, both kolyistical simchas and proteistical simchas, are all totally in Shabbos Bereish. That's the oyer of everything. The Abish of Helfen, we should appreciate Shomer as Yom HaShabbos, the Mesikos of Shabbos, and that should inspire us to get all the bracha of Bereish's Bara, which is Bona Chaim Zayn.